Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Pharrell on a bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out a bad seat, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad bread, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live at the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion checkout up should do be. Oh, my friend, come around, flash a flood to border, open rands on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, this town's a tatter, my brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should do be. Shake it, are you with us tonight from New York? All right, 855-212-4 CBS 4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So the draft is basically over, right? The first round is done. The last pick was the kid, Harry, the receiver from Arizona State to the Patriots. And then at the end of the day, I was, you know, looking at this first round and everything. Selfishly speaking, I loved, you know, I want to hear about everybody's team. But obviously, I think Mafia's team, they won with Quinnen Williams. I honestly believe that guy is going to be a destroyer in the NFL. He is a badass and is just going to flat out help them, you know, immediately. Just without a doubt. And then to get Le'Veon Bell and that guy, are you kidding me? I mean, that's phenomenal. As for Carver High, I think that his team scored big with Ed Oliver, who's just a nasty mother Pharreller. Great football player, flat out.
Yeah, of course he had that incident on the sideline this year. That's probably why he got to nine, because he had talent that – top five type of talent.
And he's huge.
I saw him do an interview yesterday where he started talking about, I met with the Bills. I love their facilities. That city seems great. Anybody who wants to come out before the draft and tell me how much they want to go to Buffalo, please come on over. I'll take you. Let's do it.
Yeah, not many people say that. But, you know.
He goes, they got some of the best facilities I've ever seen in my life. Come on in, Ed. We got you.
Yeah.
Come work out in them.
So there you go. And then my team, I thought, had a great trade to get in the Broncos 10 spot and get Devin Bush out of Michigan, the Steelers. I love that kid. He's last night, if you remember on the show, I talked about Rashawn Gary, right, and Devin Bush. I also talked on the show last night about two other things. One, if you remember, Carver I was Cleveland Farrell, the kid out of Clemson. So I interview Adam Rank. What did I say? How is that guy 29th in mock drafts? That guy is a monster. And then he went number four to the Raiders. No one saw that coming a million miles away, but I didn't like seeing him at the bottom of the first round. He's too good.
Hey, you said that to Adam last night. You couldn't believe how where he was in all
the Secondly, the other thing I talked about last night, I was like, the Redskins have to go get Haskins. I said, that's the guy they should go get.
And they didn't even have to move up to get him.
No. And then the abuse that the Giants are taking for this Daniel Jones selection, I said that was going to happen, too. They're going to take the, you know, pretty white boy out of Duke with the nice manners going to Durham over to, you know, rapper, big, you know, rock star, mega, you know, cocky super talent out of Ohio State, Haskins. Look, they blew off Haskins. What's the reason? I mean, you can't even deny, right, that guy's a better quarterback. Can anyone even argue that? Like, the guy threw 50-some touchdowns in one season there. Jones threw that in his entire career at Duke. I mean, Haskins is a better player. But I'll say this, that no one knows anything for certain at all. There is zero certainty. You have no clue if a guy's going to be great or if he's not. I think there's very few in this draft and every draft. You know, I'm looking at, seriously, you talk about 32 players in the first round. I'll bet, I'm willing to bet like 12 of them, like 12 of the 32. Seriously, in my view, amount to something big time. You know, a guy that I'm talking about, over 12-year career, let's say. Let's say someone, like, hypothetically, I'm like, can you play 12 years in a league? You know, some of these guys play 16 years. Some of them do, but very few do, right? And I'm talking a lot of them play like 4 years, and you never hear of them ever again, right? And so what kind of player are you going to be? You're going to be a 10-year guy? You're going to make it a decade in the NFL? You know, people always say, oh, we drafted a quarterback. We're good to go for the next 12 years. Well, if you look at Eli Manning, right, he won 2 Super Bowls. He beat Tom Brady twice. And then ever since then, he's been getting abused in the media here in New York, right? I mean, ever since he won the second Super Bowl, they gave him, you know, 2-3 years after that, right, to, what was that, 2011? From 2014 on, basically in this town, he sucks, right? I mean, does he not? Am I wrong, Carver? So the last 3 or 4 years, that's all they talk about is how terrible he is. But the Giants tell you how great he is and how much juice he's got left in the tank. I mean, if I'm a Giant fan and that guy walks out on the field next year, I'm frankly, you know, in terms of Eli Manning, you have to believe that he's clearly at the end of his career. But this talk about him playing 1 or 2 more years and being the starter for them is insanity. But this guy that they drafted, on the surface, it looks as though they made a mistake because I would have taken Haskins over him. But we don't know because that kid could end up being Johnny Unitas. You don't know if he's going to – I mean, the kid's huge. He's like 6'5". He could end up being a great quarterback. You don't know. He could be the worst quarterback that ever lived. You don't know. And this Haskins kid, everybody thinks he's such a surefire lock. But – who knows? I said out in the newsroom, his leg might fall off. You don't know what's going to happen. None of us know how their big shot name and career translates from college into the NFL. The NFL is, let me tell you something real quick. Just so you know, I bet a lot on college and pro football. They're two different worlds. Two different worlds. You need a passport to get from one to the other. It's no joke. Like all this talk of, you know, they're just automatic. No, they're not. No one's automatic. You know, I'll give you, you know, the top 5 are pretty much, you know, I'm okay with that. That automatic talk that the top 5 guys or so will go and do well.
And even that doesn't always happen.
That doesn't always happen. But I think that you're safe with, you know, if you look in my view, you know, I think, you know, Murray, I don't know. We'll see. Everyone thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. We'll see. He's a little dude. We'll see if he turns into – I mean, he's Russell Wilson size, right? Let's see what he does. Everyone thinks he's this incredible, amazing quarterback. Cliff Kingsbury's career will be defined by it. Is that correct? Same as the GM. Everybody else, they're getting rid of the number one pick from last year. It's never happened before, right? They're just sending him to the garbage heap. Are they haven't traded him yet, right? Rumors tonight circling around what? That it was Miami that they're talking to? So I think Nick Bosa's a lock. Quinnen Williams, a lock. I think Cleveland Farrell's a lock. I think Josh Allen has a tremendous upside, but that I don't necessarily guarantee lock. I just think he's got a very positive entrance into the league because he's a, you know, at Kentucky, he was a badass. But frankly, out of nowhere, right? No one had ever heard of him until, in my view, until last year. The Hockenson kid out of Iowa, tight end. We'll see. Ed Oliver, tremendous talent. Doesn't guarantee anything. I think Devin Bush, mega talent. Rashawn Gary goes to the Packers, mega talent. I love that kid. I've loved him since high school here in New Jersey. Haskins, we'll see. But I think the Redskins are going to love him in the short term for sure. He's got a, you know, fantastic arm. The guy can definitely play. We'll see how it, you know, turns out. And then after that, you start looking down the list. Josh Jacobs, the running back out of Alabama, went to the Raiders at 24. He's obviously very talented. A lot of people don't know they're high risk on Montez Sweat. He went to the Redskins as well. The Raiders got a safety, Jonathan Abram out of Mississippi State at 27. I'm not buying that. Jerry Tillery, you remember him at Notre Dame? He ended up going to the Chargers at 28. And then, nothing else knocked me over. I mean, I don't know about you, Mafia.
I mean, the whole Jones thing knocked me over. And it's not necessarily that whether he's going to be good or bad. If you want to draft him, that's the guy that you like, so be it. My thing is, there might not be a certainty of what he's going to be or not be. There was pretty much a certainty that at 17, you still could have got him. The Redskins roll over Haskins. None of these other teams in front of you were really high on a quarterback, especially not on him, as high as you took him. To take him at 6 when you could have gotten Ed Oliver, when you could have gotten, you know, some of these other badass guys, Allen.
But they did get a badass. Dexter Lawrence is a badass.
Right, but you could have gotten these other guys that were the top level. You know, that guy was on the next level to a lot of people.
Well, you knew the rumor was that they were going to get him. This rumor was going on for a week.
Right, but the rumor was that they were going to get him at 17, not at 6. That was way too high
for
him.
No one knew if they were going to take a quarterback or a D-man at 6. That was the question. Are they going to do the quarterback or are they going to do the D-man? And everyone in this town thinks they're a genius. Everybody's a know-it-all, especially around this place. All these people like that work at this place think they're scouts in the NFL. And I'm, you know, shut the Pharrell up. You don't know Jack Shack. Whatever. Everybody's a genius until they do the draft and you get all your picks wrong. I said they'd draft him. I hate to say it. I don't even want to be right. I was right about Farrell. I was right about Haskins. I was right about Gary. I was right about Bush. I mean, it is what it is, but I don't think I know anything either. I don't think I know more than anybody else. It's like saying, every year this happens. The same thing happens. Everybody's a know-it-all that this guy's going to be, and we're going to do this and that and... And then how about these are the same morons that sit around going, oh, that week 2, that's a win. Week 3 is a win. Week 4 and 5 are a loss. Week 7 through 9 are wins. Week 11 is an automatic. That's a win. Week 12 is a win. Week 13, the bye. And then week 14, we're going to lose. That's a win. And 16, 17, we're going to win out. And there's 11 win playoffs. Meanwhile, the team's won 3 games in 5 years, but they're stupid-ass fans. That's a win, win, win. Have you ever heard them when the schedule comes out and these stupid drunks? And then when I see these people when they draft these players, you know, they turn around and look at their friends like, who? Who is it? Woo, let's party. We got a player. Shut up. Everybody knows everything until you're, 2-9 and the coach is getting fired. 855-212-4227 to get on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, Carver, hi. So these guys that they pay all these, these huge, and I don't have a problem with either one of these guys at all, just so you know. I don't have a problem with anybody. I hope everybody has a great gig and makes a living and broadcasts and has a job. I do. And people that know me know that that's true. So it is what it is. You can think whatever you want about me in terms of, I don't evaluate talent on networks and everything like that. I'm not a TV critic. But these guys, these mock draft guys, that's all they do for a living. Like, what is it, Mel Kiper and McShay? There's many of them. There's a lot of them. They have them on CBS.
Every network has their own guys.
They all have them. But, I mean, the big ones, right? Obviously.
Kiper's probably the biggest name in the,
he's been
the
doing
draft
it,
expert
He's been
world.
Doing it the longest, if you ask me. And so how did you think he did in terms of all of his projections and McShay, the other one they pay all this money to be right?
Well, I mean, Kiper got 4 of the top 5 right. It's hard. I think all it takes is for one crazy thing to happen, and it kind of just, it's a domino effect throughout the whole draft, because in the top 5 you had the Raiders taking the kid Farrell that nobody had. I mean, Kiper had him going 32nd to the Patriots. Nobody had him going in the top 5. So when something like that happens and nobody had the kid Jones going 6. Like
he had him going 32 to the Patriots, right?
Yes.
Farrell.
And he ended up going 4th.
Listen, I'm not trying to be right, but last night, did I not freak out?
You did say to Adam Rank, why is this guy ranked so low? You felt
why is he 29th? I said 29th. I go, this guy's the baddest guy I've seen on the football field defensively. But Quinnen Williams, And I thought Nick Bosa, Quinnen Williams, and Farrell were the three, in my view, baddest-ass dudes in college football.
No, you're right. But you had two things happen in the top six picks that nobody saw coming, which was Farrell going to the Raiders and then the Giants taking Jones at six. I know there was talk of him going at 17. I don't think people thought he was going to go at six. So that moved those high-end defensive players down a little bit. So then the Ed Olivers and the Josh Allens and those guys now slipped to seven and eight or nine. And that kind of moves everything down.
So Gettleman was obviously nervous that they wouldn't be able to get Daniel Jones at 17. So they got him at 6 and said, we'll get a good defensive player anyway at 17. That was their thinking.
That was their plan.
It had to be. But the reaction has been crazy. Let's go to Waterbury, Connecticut. Jason, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys are great. How are you tonight?
Hey, man.
Hey, I want to tell you what a disgrace the New York Giants are. I've been a Giant fan for 30 years. This is Dave Brown-esque round two. They could have had Josh Allen and Sweet to go along with Eli Manning. This could have been a playoff team this year. This team is an absolute disgrace. Mara, Gettleman, they all need to get the hell out of here. They're awful. They suck. I hate this pick. This guy's an eighth-round pick. They didn't take a quarterback last year, which I didn't want them to, and they take one this year. It's awful. It's a colossal.
So wait, let me ask you this question, Jason. Calm down. Calm down. Let me ask you before you, because you, I don't want you to have a conniption. I want you to have a beer. Get him a beer, Mafia. Oh, he hung up. He got so angry. Save the beer for the house. Give it to
him. For you.
Give it to Carver High.
I'll take the beer.
Give it to Carver High. He deserves it. Very thirsty. Anyway, here's the deal. I thought they were going to draft him. I really did. I said this last night on the air. I said it. I said, Daniel Jones is the guy they're going to draft. I said, and I also said, the Redskins were going to get Haskins. If anyone listens to the show, they knows it's, know it's true. But I think this, I don't care when they got him. I knew they were going to get him. I don't care when. But the guy that just said they could have gotten Sweet, he meant Sweat, I think, right?
Yes, that's what he meant.
And then, and that they could have gotten, who else did he say that they were going to get? Who?
They could have got Josh Allen.
Oh, Josh Allen and Sweat. Now, listen, I believe fully that Dexter Lawrence is, in my opinion, now no one else agrees with this. They all have Josh Allen as the top seven guy. I think Dexter Lawrence is better than him. And I also believe that Farrell is better than him, hands down. Josh Allen had a great year at Kentucky. They had a great team this year. They were a bowl team. They won a lot. They pounded the ball. There's no doubt. And Josh Allen had a great season. But overall, if you ask me, what those two guys did at Clemson, to be honest with you, I mean literally, and he wasn't the only one. They had other ones too. What was the guy's name? Wilkins or whatever?
Yeah.
All three of them I put ahead of him. Ahead of Josh Allen. That's just me. I'm not surprised at all that those Clemson guys ended up with big gigs. I think the Giants are going to love Dexter Lawrence. That's my opinion. I think he's a really good player. But I do believe that as I said before, Quinnen Williams is better. So the Jets end up winning. They got Le'Veon Bell and they got Quinnen Williams. To me, let's just save time here. It doesn't matter what the Jets do, and no one will agree with this, because it's very busy, seven rounds. They got a lot of work to do, right? To me, the draft's already over for them. They got Quinnen Williams. They don't even have a second rounder. They got Quinnen Williams, though, and he's good for two rounds. He is a game changer up front. So they have a wonderful player that if as long as that guy comes to work and doesn't, you know, blow out or something, get injured, you never know. Because this is the NFL pain day. So as long as that guy's healthy and walks out on the football field on Sundays in his first year, he is going to destroy people. Based on health, I think he's a way steal. Like, getting that guy at number three is rock star status. I'm not a Jet fan at all, but I think they got a great player.
The Giant brass has finally gotten to come out and talk now that the draft is over.
Oh, and by the way, the owner that the guy wants to go, he's got to go. You got to go. Let me tell you why. Because he owns the team, so what he wants is for you to go. He's not going anywhere. That's where he's going. You know where he's going? He's going to go to the Caribbean probably tomorrow and relax because he's been under a lot of stress with this draft and everything. Well, you know, with all of his billions and everything. Maybe he and Tish and all their friends and Gettleman are probably going to go eat at Morton's or something and then – you're going to scream and yell, and he doesn't care what you think.
Two good ones here from the Giant brass talking. After drafting Daniel Jones, Pat Shurmur said he told Eli, it's your job to keep this guy off the field. So Shurmur told Eli that after drafting Daniel Jones tonight. And then Dave Gettleman said they drafted a franchise quarterback in Daniel Jones. He said Eli could play beyond 2019. Quote, we may be the Green Bay model where Rodgers sat for 3 years. So, I mean, really? You think Eli's going to play for two or three more years?
They are on this buzz that he still has two good years left in him. And the reality is, I hate to tell you, is that he really wasn't that bad last year. Look at his numbers. They're not that bad. They really aren't. Compared with everybody else, his numbers aren't that bad. The team was that bad. You understand? I think he did his job and Barkley did his job. And then literally no one else did their job on the entire team, including Shurmur. I mean, no one did anything. And Gettleman, he was sick or something. No one did anything except, I hate to tell you, Manning actually did, like, pull it up. I mean, it's not the worst thing I ever saw him at. Because everybody says he sucks so bad. He may very well, but the fact is the numbers are comparable to everyone else. Take a look. And then secondly, Barkley's the best player on the team. And he's so good that they, like, literally, they got sick of dealing with OBJ and got rid of him. Because they're like, we want to, the entire team now, in my view, is focused on Barkley. He's going to do everything. He's going to run the ball, I told you this last year, 30 times a game, and they're going to throw it to him another 17. He's going to be a part, in my view, of 50 plays every week. And then he's going to, when it's all said and done, he's going to shatter every record they ever had in the backfield of the New York Giants. Every guy that came before him, he's going to break all their records. If he's healthy, he's the best player on the football field. It doesn't even matter what Eli Manning does. What he needs to do is throw the ball 6 yards to him and let him do all the rest. Just dunk it over to him and don't screw that up. You can do that for 2 years. That's their thinking.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
855-212-4227 gets you benched. I wanted to tell you the PGA Tour heads to the Big Easy for a unique two-man format featuring Jason Day and Adam Scott plus Sergio Garcia teaming up with Tommy Fleetwood Mac, the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, this weekend on CBS. Don't miss it. Anyway, massive playoff action going on as we speak every single night. PharrellOnTheBench.com is your source for picks, NBA, NHL, baseball, boxing, MMA, every fight. Sign up today. The best picks, the best price, the best results. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Mafia, tomorrow, episode 209, is that correct? 209 tomorrow?
Yes, it is accurate.
Of Pharrell and the Bets on Westwood1Podcast.com and iTunes, Google Play in the morning. Subscribe and follow us on Twitter at OnTheBets, WWO. Danny in Vegas on 1140 or on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Hey, Danny.
Hey, well, Larry owes you a little bit of money because I've dropped a little bit of money down here. I booked the room because of you, so
sweet.
He owes you a little bit. But yeah, I was wondering, I'm a big-time Steelers fan, and if we reached a little bit or if that was a pretty good trade to trade up to get a Bush.
Well, listen, here's the deal. I thought it was a costly trade, right? Like, I saw the deal. And they gave up, I think, they gave up the 20 pick. They gave up a second rounder, right? And then they gave up a third rounder next year to get him. But look, it's simple. I think, there's no one that's going to argue how good he is. The guy's an absolute machine. And in terms of linebackers, ranked second in college football in terms of going into this draft. I mean, this guy is incredible. He's got tons of speed. He can play man coverage as a linebacker. He's very fast. So he can do anything. Zone. He can rush the quarterback, and he can drill you. He can stop the run. The guy does everything. I mean, I said this last night on the show. Bush and Gary, to me, even though that team never wins anything that matters, Michigan always, let's face it. In the last few years, they have had a hard time winning big games, right? They win all these games that don't matter. This year, they finally broke through, right? They started beating their rivals. Michigan State, Penn State, and everything like that, but they still can't beat Ohio State, right? And then they go and they have problems in bowl games and everything else. But those two players, to me, were just Sid Vicious. I thought Bush and Gary are NFL stars in the making for sure. I thought Gary would be an NFL star when I saw him play high school football here in Bergen County, New Jersey. I mean, this kid was an absolute gangster in high school. I mean, you could tell he was just a man among boys. And I think both of them are great picks. The Steelers gave up a lot to get him, but I think he's going to be a rock star linebacker for the Steelers for years to come. I think it's a great, just a great pick. Full confidence in the pick. I almost fell over when they got him. I was like, this is beautiful. I don't care what it costs. It's not my problem. It's not your problem. You know what I mean? Like all these trades and drafts and picks and what round and next year and this and that. I mean, to me, it's not like the NBA where you see these teams crippled by these picks. Remember the Nets were just crippled after the Pierce and Garnett, and they were crippled, and the Knicks couldn't do anything with all these. You know, they had nothing to trade, no value, anything. This is meaningless to me. The Steelers got Devin Bush. That's all that matters. Jay in Boca.
Scotty, if I didn't hear you last night, I would never have believed your picks and your analysis. You're like Nostradamus and Kreskin and Cognac all rolled up into one.
Carver High and I love drinking cognac.
Oh, cognac, whatever it is.
Zurich, cognac, you know, Hennessy, your boy. Like, I've heard Carver High getting in his car late at night, 2, 3 in the morning, and I heard him yell out.
But now you're
Red Bull and Henny.
Now you're reading my mind, because as soon as you said Mel Kiper, that's exactly what I was going to say. This guy needs to hire you.
I think he's great at what he does. I just think it's an impossibility, in my view, to get the mock drafts right in any sport at all. And I also, you know, it's brutal. It's like trying to pick the winner of the Indianapolis 500. It's like trying to pick the winner of the Daytona 500 or the to pick, you know, it's just as hard to me as picking the winning horse in a 20-horse field at the Kentucky Derby.
You didn't just do the pick. You said exactly, you're going to pick this white guy from Duke. You know, he doesn't win, but he's going to do it. If they were smart, they should trade down because Washington's not going to take him. And they didn't even do that.
Well, I thought that, you know, there were very few things that I talked about last night that I thought that would play out tonight. And, you know, lucky for me. That's all it is. Lucky for me that they all, you know, all of the things that I talked about on this show last night in terms of this draft tonight, pretty much, you know, in the ballpark happened. So I don't think I'm an expert of anything at all. But I do know, frankly, my college football, there's no one that I know. I'm being honest. Around here, honestly, Carver, Mavio backed me up on this. I mean, I watch more college football, I think, than anyone in this entire building. Because they all, like, around here, people don't care about college football. Do they, Carver High? Just admit it. No one here, you barely get people to talk about college football on this network or on The Fan. They don't care about it. They don't care about hockey. They don't care about boxing. They don't care about MMA. They don't. And we do. And I watch tons of college football. I bet on hundreds of games a week. And the bottom line is, I think I know good players when I see them, and I know how these teams think in terms of what they're looking for and why they do it. And I'm not really surprised of anything that happened. I'm not surprised at all, zero, that Cleveland Farrell went to the Raiders at 4. I'm not surprised at all. In fact, I said it all night last night. How is this guy not a top 7-8 pick? How is he not in the, like, one of the top players? This guy destroyed everyone on the college football field for the last 3 years, whatever it is, and at least the last 2 years. Total domination. He, Dexter Lawrence, Wilkins, all of them just dominated college football. I don't care what anybody says. If you pick anyone on Clemson's defense or on Alabama's offense or defense right now, you've got winning picks. That's it. Why do you think these kids go there? It's that simple. Sonny in Kansas City.
Pharrell, baby, thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah, man.
Listen, I want to take. I've got two takes here. One, I want to go on my Kansas City Chiefs. It's
right.
A weird day for me, man.
Right.
Pat Mahomes made the Madden cover. We know all about that jinx.
Right.
Tyreek Hill, his news broke, and we don't know what's going to happen there. He's probably cut from the team after that audio dropped. I don't know if you guys heard it on the national.
I heard the audio. I don't really, you know, just I guess my first thought is when you say that, is talk about you should worry about me too, B. To me, that's not good enough for me, I got to tell you. You know, his threats to me are not, in my view, good enough to get him cut. I don't believe that. I think the kid beating kids, if he and his fiance are beating their kids, they should take the kids from him. I said this over and over. I do not believe that that child should be anywhere near either one of them. I think they're both, it would appear to me, because I don't know them, so I'm not. It's hard for me to sit here and throw the gauntlet at someone like I'm some kind of judge. But it's simple. I said this last night. I'm not in favor of them being around that child anymore. I do not believe they're responsible adults that care about the child's welfare before their own selfishness. So I don't like him to begin with. But I'll say this. I don't believe what he said on the audio tape. Just right now, I've never thought of this the whole day. If I'm right or wrong, I don't know. But I don't believe that's good enough, that audio, to get him thrown off the team. I really don't. Because, I mean, we already know the guys, you know, had multiple calls by the popo about, you know, child endangerment, right? So you think they got a problem with him saying, watch your step, B. You know, don't mess with me, woman. You know, whatever, all that stuff. Those are veiled threats. I mean, are they not? Are they not? He didn't hurt her. Did he beat her? Did he do anything to the woman? No. He did. Allegedly, they did it to the kid, right? So I don't know what to believe, but I think it's, frankly, right now, a little bit of an overreaction.
Well, listen, I'm a father of four, man. I'm a diehard Chiefs fan, but as a human being, I can't accept that. But look, between Pat Mahomes hitting the Madden cover and that jinx and that Tyreek Hill news, to go on the
Okay, so
news,
wait, let me get this straight, because what you're saying to me is very concerning. So you're saying to me that you want to get rid of your best player on the team because of some audio clip of him saying, what did he say again? Like, don't cuss, but I heard what he said. He's like, you should be worried about me too, B, right? Isn't that what he said?
Well, I'm going to argue with you there, man. You're going to say he's our best player on the team, and our quarterback won NFL MVP last year.
I'm not arguing with you. Is he not the most magnificent thing on your team that your quarterback throws the ball to? Is he not the reason?
Absolutely.
All right, good. There you go. You win. You win. Never mind. You win. Cut him from the team. Get rid of him. And you know, save the children and save the women. And now, did he not just put a jinx on his quarterback saying that because he's on the cover of the video game that his career is going to end? Is that also, did he not tell me that? Because if you're on the cover, right, you're doomed, right?
The Madden curse.
Wasn't there another one, a Sports Illustrated jinx?
There was.
Shut up. I don't even want to hear it.
So the Chiefs GM just spoke about it half an hour ago.
And what did he say?
He said, earlier this evening, we were made aware of the audio. We are deeply disturbed by what we heard and are deeply concerned. Our main focus, main concern is with the young child. He said that Tyreek Hill will not take part in any team activities. Says they will gather more info. We will make the right decision regarding Tyreek Hill.
So what did they do? They got rid of Kareem Hunt, right?
Yes.
And what did he do?
Hit a woman. Yeah.
Okay, now this guy, he just, what did he do? He said, you better worry about me, B, right? Isn't that what he said? What did he say? He said, you better worry about me, too.
Right.
Because, basically threatening her. Right? Isn't that basically what he did?
Yeah.
So do you think they're going to cut him, get rid of him? That's it? They should have got rid of him because of the child welfare. They should have got rid of him because he's been accused of beating a child. That's what they should have got rid of him for. Does anybody disagree with that? You think they should keep him for... Wait a minute. Is anyone suggesting to me right now they should keep him over the child beating, but get rid of him because he said, you better worry about me, B? Is that what you're telling me they should get rid of him for?
No, in there she's talking about it, and he doesn't flat out admit to doing it, but he doesn't deny beating the kid in the audio clip.
They should get rid of him because he beats children. That's what they should get rid of him. If they can't figure this out, the police can't even figure it out there. Because they're not charging either one of them. Somebody better get smart and keep that kid away from those people. That's what they need to do. Keep the kid away from those people. Those people are very troubling. I don't know what his football future is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.